what's happening? And then Rocky would go, and me. And then it would be like, oh. So, Rocky, you don't know what this is. This is our late uncle. That's how he would call us. Like, hey, what's happening?
Every time Bruce would answer the phone, that was how he would answer. Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But I think he passed like a year before you were introduced to into our family.
No,
oh, yeah, I never met him.
He may not have met him, but he died when Carrie was pregnant with Charlie.
I think so Charlie was around.
Okay, okay. I thought you were.
Was Charlie born?
She was born in 2011.
Okay, no. Okay, so you're right. You're right. I started. I think I met you all in 2010.
Okay.
Stephanie and I met in 2009, and then we came back for Matt's wedding, and that was my first time meeting that side of the family.
And you had your chance. You had your chance to get out.
Bill. Your mom, man.
So we didn't. I think this is part of the show. I think this is part of the show. We're gonna have it start right there where Logan said, "Hey, what's happening?" And that's gonna be good. This is or no? Do you not think so? No. You good?
I have no opinion right now.
Perfect.
This is very fluid.
So we recorded a couple weeks ago, and I was like, man, this did not feel like us. It didn't feel like us. We had several segments, and I said, you know, let's just see what happens if we don't plan. We're on the no plan, and so we will see what happens. We've got a loose theme, and we're just going to talk about stories, things that have been happening. So for those that are new to the show, I'm CJ with my brother Logan and hey. My brother-in-law Rocky. Yes.
That guy.
I like turtles.
Yes. I like turtles.
I like turtles.
This was a show that started with Logan and I just wanting to hang out and tell stories, and I thought, you know, let's bring this back, but we needed some new material, and so we brought Rocky in. Rocky married our sister Stephanie. We tried to warn him. We tried to warn him, and he still, you know... Thank you.
This is true. That is a thing that happened. I was warned.
I mean, she, you know, we didn't want her to be that lady with 13 cats and dreadlocks.
Now
so
she has three dogs.
What's the conversion ratio, Rocky, of dogs to cats? What is the conversion ratio?
What and breed Rubel, of cat please. Are we talking about?
We're talking your garden variety stray cat that just wanders up onto the front porch.
Ooh, you know if there were.
I'd say like you know 3 to 1, probably maybe 2 to 1.
So 3 cats to 1 yeah. dog.
2 cats to 1 dog.
2 cats to 1 dog. Okay, all right. Okay, so it would have only been 6 cats. It would have only been 6 cats with 3 dogs. Okay, so there we go. So you saved her. You saved her. No more dogs. You're getting really close to that 13 cats. That's getting close. So
is that like some inside childhood story that I don't know about?
No, I just kid. What's her name? There's this Instagram lady Wittenberg, and she's kind of like this crazy cat lady. And she's not a crazy cat lady, but she like talks that way. She's kind of whatever, and always reminds me of Stephanie, just because she has that intensity of like. Mm-hmm. All right.
Stephanie would adopt any stray animal. I would say, like, if there was like a. Not feral raccoon. If she could convince you, Rocky, it would be you getting fed.
I also like raccoons. You wouldn't have to try very hard.
Raccoons are cool. In Virginia, we're allowed to own them.
So
I looked it up.
There's a family that goes to church with us that has 2 pet raccoons. And at the last like church get together, Zeke's like, why does Emmett have a raccoon on his shoulder? I go, that's their pet raccoon. That's what that is. And he just like sat there as he walked around. So
that's awesome.
Yes, it's something.
Oh, awesome.
So this week, anything new with you guys, Logan? What's new with you this week?
Not a whole bunch. I got to go to a different duty station tomorrow for work, which is off base, but I don't know why he's got like his own little office space. So I'm going to meet up with him about a project. But I think that's about all I got.
Okay.
Yeah. Didn't get any sailing in this weekend. Even though weather was great, but yeah, not a whole bunch.
Okay.
I can't think of.
All right, Rocky, what about you? What's new with you this week?
There's a lot of crap going on at work. Just getting crushed right now with some stuff.
Okay.
I don't know how much you guys want me to like.
No. Listen.
Get into that.
No, that works. I was really just wanting to talk about myself, so I was setting up to tell you what's
DJ, going on. What's going on with you this week? What's new with you, buddy?
I got so much.
So we talked.
I'm glad you asked.
So we talked briefly a couple days ago, and I was going to start talking about my first week back at school, and you guys were like, no. Save those stories.
Yes.
I went back to school last week. I teach middle school coding and robotics this year. And I told you guys that I almost had to write my first referral on Thursday. So that's 4 days into school. A referral.
What did Charlie do?
Listen. Yeah. So a referral excludes you from certain classes next year. It excludes you from some, they're called positive behavior. Something. It's like these positive behavior events. So like if you behave the first 9 weeks, you can go and get free snow cone. Like it excludes you from that. It excludes you from certain clubs. Like it's a big deal. Like don't get a referral. And this is 4 days in. This kid's gonna get a referral. So I also teach our news show or news class where they do like the morning news, whatever. And one of the teams, one of the heads of the team came and said, "Hey, somebody messed with our file." And they showed me they had taken a file that had all their notes in it for the broadcast, and they had changed the title of it from Newsweek 1 to I Like Men Covered in Cum. That's what they changed the title of it to. So she was a little upset, and she thought it was somebody on her team. The one person she didn't really know on her team, she's like, "I can't believe she would do this to our file." And I know this kid, and I'm like, it definitely wasn't them. Definitely wasn't them.
Is it a physical file or
no.
like digital?
It was a digital file. Digital file.
The files are in the computer, look. Go on, CJ.
In the computer? So, what they don't think through is that we obviously keep track of these things. So I was able to open that file, see which account made the change to the file, what the timestamp was of that change. And so I look at this account, and it doesn't make sense because the girl that made the change, I don't think she would have done that. And when I see what time it is, I realize that she wasn't even in my class when that happened. And I thought, I wonder if she left her computer logged in the computer lab and went to class. So I go to our dean. He pulls up the video. We go to where she was sitting at that timestamp, and I see this kid start laughing, grab his buddy, shake him, and point to the screen.
I applaud. Good job, sir.
well done, Sherlock.
So I look at their dean. I go, "What do I do with this?" And he goes, "Whatever you want to. We got it on tape." And I'm like, "Okay, all right." So the next day, because I had him earlier in the day. And so the next day, he comes in. And I said, "Hey, can you go and sit, you and your buddy, go sit at this table over here with no computers and sit there until I get roll done." And they're all going, "Ooh, he's in trouble." And this kid's eyes get this big. He goes and sits at the table. I let him sit there while I take roll. I come over and I give the whole spiel. I give the whole speech. And, "Hey, did you know that every keystroke on these computers is logged? Did you know that every edit of every file I can see? Did you know there's a camera here that with a timestamp of the updated file that you can see when who updated those files?" And he just starts crying, just pouring tears. And I'm like, "Is there anything you want to share with me, bud? Anything you want to share with me?"
"Oh, no."
It was a class.
And he goes, "I made a really bad decision yesterday. I thought it was funny, and now I'm realizing it was not a good decision."
Okay.
You know what?
Well, I'm not.
Me, I was like, "It
the
was
fact
funny."
That he like, immediately jumped on that grenade. He's like, "All right."
Yep.
And it was stupid. Right, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So he goes, "And it was just me. He didn't have anything to do with it. I'm the one that did it." And I
said,
"That's a win too."
Darkened his buddy.
Yeah, he goes, "I did it." And I go, "I know, but I know he laughed. I know he laughed.
And, so,
and he's like nodding his head like, yeah, I did laugh. I did do that. I was like, so he's going to sit here. I said, hey, listen, I know grown men that wouldn't admit to this. They would continue to push back. And so I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And I understand that this is not going to happen again. He goes, it's not. It's not going to happen again. I said, so instead of a referral.
You had some leniency on him.
I said, instead of a referral, I'm giving you two tracks. One, because you edited somebody's files without their permission. That's a referral in itself. But I'll give if you a track is less than a referral, but four of them accumulate to a referral. So it's basically he's halfway.
Four tracks, you get one referral. Yes. What happens after three referrals?
It's a disadulation.
Then you get one of these.
So I gave him two tracks. I gave him two tracks. And starting at the second track, I had to call home. And so I had to call mom and let her know what was going on. And she goes, oh, don't you worry. It won't happen again. I was like, that's fine.
I believe you. I believe you. And you should also know this kid was clearly so terrified that he got caught. He owned up to all of it.
He did. I told her that. I said, hey, let me start with this.
He's like, hey, it was all me, not my buddy over here.
I said, hey, listen, I got to appreciate that. I really do appreciate his maturity at this point.
Yeah.
It was immaturity yesterday, but he fessed up to it, and he owned it and said, it was me, it wasn't him, I did all of it. I said, so I can appreciate that, and that's why I'm giving leniency here. And I told him, after we got done, I said, and you and I are good. So tomorrow, don't worry, like, oh my goodness, Mr. Burrows is looking. And no, we're good. We're moving past this. But
that's awesome, though.
But then I shared not that story, but I shared those facts with all of my classes. If you goof off in here, every keystroke is monitored. Every change of every file is monitored. That camera sees everything in here, audio and video. So don't mess around in here because that can be a referral.
That's funny. Okay, when you brought up like the camera, that reminded me of a story at Santa Fe when I was a freshman.
Okay.
And I was in astrology class. And I remember our teacher, she would never sit down, right? So she would also showed up 15 minutes late to class. Like, in fact, she would show up 15 minutes late to class and then push us over where we would be late to the next one.
Mm.
So I remember getting on a table and changing the clock to 15 minutes ahead. So that way she could go, oh, yeah, you guys got to go. You know, blah, blah, blah. That happened, but she never sat down on her chair. And I remember going into class, I'm like, oh, this chair is wonky. So I just swapped it with her chair. And then that was the one day she sat down in her chair and fell over. And she's like, who did this? I know there's a camera over here. I'm like, oh my God, what happened? And she's like,
you didn't ask her? That wasn't in your horoscope? You didn't see in your horoscope that you're falling out of your chair today? That wasn't part of it? No.
Not astronomy, astrology.
That is astrology. Astronomy is the study of stars.
Not that one. It wasn't the one where, like, what are you, a Libra?
Okay.
Hang on. He needs to change his name to Loke Stradamus.
I took classes at Santa Fe College. I could totally see them having an actually astrology class. I could see them teaching astrology. I could see it happening. That's why I was asking.
I don't remember which one. It was the actual science one, not the bullshit hippie one.
So yeah, so you took an astronomy class. I gotcha.
Okay, that's the one. Okay, yeah.
You didn't ask her if she didn't see that in her telescope? You didn't see that in your telescope? No, nothing? All right. So I don't know if you guys believe this or not, but I did not get in trouble often in school. I don't know if you believe that or not. Didn't happen. But
I believe it. You're a little wussy boy.
But I did get sent to the principal's office one time.
Well, didn't you get arrested for... Never mind.
Oh, no. I got in trouble a lot. I was saying, he doesn't get in trouble.
So I remember in fourth grade, we were in art class and we had to draw, like, our, the other students would be these models. They would, like, make a pose and we would have to, like, paint that pose. But the poses were so dumb that I would draw them the way I wanted to draw them. And so, like, one of the girls I drew, like, with a Medusa head.
They're all naked.
They were not naked, but there was one that was a Medusa head. But there were these three girls that were doing, like, this pose like this. And I drew them falling out of the sky. That's what I drew them, falling out of the sky. But I drew them as they landed. And so it looked like they were canoodling all in a pile. It looked like they were, like, making out in a pile. And of the three girls, two thought it was hilarious. One did not. Do you want to guess which one sent me to the principal's office? The one that did not. Megan Little. I'll throw her name out there. Sent me to the principal's office.
I knew her. Yes.
Sent me to the principal's office. She told the substitute. The substitute was so angry. Sent me to the principal's office. I got in there, and he's looking at me, and he's never seen me before. And he goes, do I need to call your dad? I go, no, sir. And he goes, go back to class. And that was it. So that was my being in trouble. No, sir.
That's all you got?
That was it. Because he's looking. He's going, I've never seen this kid in my class before, in my room, in my office before. He's never come here before. This is really dumb. I think the sub, I think, had sent like 10 kids up already. Like, she was like at the end of her rope, and he's like, just go back to class. Go back to class. So that was it. That was the one time that I got sent to the principal's office. Yeah. Rocky, I'm guessing you as the oldest, you were probably pretty well behaved in school. Am I right on that one?
Yeah. Like, I never really, I got in trouble a handful of times.
I like how you're looking around.
I got in trouble a handful of times. I got into two fights in middle school.
Okay.
It was in eighth grade, and I mean, for lack of a better word, I was getting bullied by some guys, and a couple of them had said they were going to jump me on Friday, and I was like, I ended up being like legitimately sick that day, and I remember my dad coming home from work, and I was like terrified, and he's like, he's like, what's going on, man? I was like, these dudes are supposed to, they said they're going to jump me today, and I wasn't at school, so they're going to think that I didn't go to school because I'm afraid of them. And he goes, I tell you what, my dad would probably deny this. He goes, let's work on how you throw punches, because if one of these dudes says anything to you, just punch him in the freaking face. And I was
all
right, like,
so cue the Rocky montage, you and your dad all weekend. Dun, 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 yeah.
So I go to class. It's like it's the first class Monday morning, and I'm walking in like I'm feeling good, man. I had the friggin' punch beating up like big stacks of meat and shit all week, like running up and down stairs. Like I walk into class, and this one kid goes, "I see you didn't show up to class." I immediately just swung on the just right in the side of the head. And I'll never forget it. He's like, we're in the science class, and he's like backed up on one of these like science tables, and he's like looking at me, goes, you're lucky I can't get in trouble or my parents won't let me play soccer in high school. And I was like, okay, well, we ride the same bus, homie, so you know where to find me. And we got off the bus that day, and I swear to God, this dude's running away with his little trumpet box, like, looking over his shoulder the whole time. And this was not a good thing for me, because after that, I thought I actually was Sylvester Stallone. So I walked in, so nothing happened.
Wait,
because the teacher wasn't in the class. It was eighth grade. So, like, a week later, this dude who I was friends with said something to me, and I don't know what it was. I mean, he wasn't trying to, like, fight me or bully me, but I was, again, like, same class, and I'm ready to fight anybody who says anything to me at this point. So he says, I said, what did you say? And he started saying it again, and I swung on him, and then he, like, and after I swing and I hit him, he, like, grabs me in the headlock, and I start jumping around like a friggin' bucking bronco, and this is not, like, a short fight, so the teacher eventually comes in and, like, breaks us up, and they tried to suspend me, because I got in a fight, obviously, and then my dad was like, this kid has literally never been in trouble once in his entire life, like, I get it, you need to punish him. But, like, send him to in-school suspension. And the principal – and I knew all of, like, the teachers in the administration. I was, like – I was one of those kids.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Not, like, the Logan way. So oh, yeah.
No.
I got in trouble. My dean was my soccer coach, so he was, like
– Logan was like, that guy, though, that even though he was in trouble, everyone loved him. Everyone loved him. Everyone went to bat for him. I mean, they just did.
Yeah, but it's entertaining.
Yeah. When I was, again, fourth grade, Mrs. Rush's class, mom came to a school assembly because they were highlighting several students' poetry that was just phenomenal. And I was one of those students whose poetry was amazing.
Yes.
And Mrs. Rush got up and said, "This one here in particular is phenomenal. I've never seen writing like this from a fourth grader. It's beautiful." So she starts reading this poem written by C.J. Burroughs about his favorite dog and how much he loves his dog and how his dog is always there for him. And
that doesn't sound like C.J. at all.
I took it from the English textbook. It was in the prequel to the poetry unit. It was just on that page, and I just copied it word for word and submitted it. It was from the textbook, and she had no idea. She had no idea. Either that or she thought I was going to be embarrassed, but I was like, okay, cool. I got an award, I guess. I don't know. So, yeah, mom's like, "I don't think he wrote that. I don't know. It doesn't sound like
him." I know CJ. CJ's not dumb, but he's not that bright.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, he hates dogs.
Yeah.
So I have a college story, too. Not Navy. It was when I went to prep. It was when I was at community college the year before I went to Navy. So I was in a calculus class, and I was with my best friend. So he was my best friend at the time. Still one of my best friends to this day, Patrick. He was one of the groomsmen at my wedding. But so we had this, I can't remember what the program was. There was a program where we had to use for calculus. And we worked on like this assignment together. And then since we worked on it together, like he printed out his, and then I printed out mine and put my name on mine. And we handed in like exactly the same fucking paper. And so like she goes through the stack and she's grading them, and she gets to Patrick's, and Patrick's A+. And then mine's like three below it, and she writes on mine, she goes, "Paper is identical to Patrick to Carlos. Come and see me." And so the best part is like the teacher was one of my friends from high school's mom. So she knew me. So she just looks at me and she goes, "What's going on?" I'm like, "We worked on it together. Like, I didn't think it was a homework. It was homework. Like, I didn't think it was a big deal. I'm sorry."
Projects always suck.
So, yeah, right. And so I was like, I didn't realize I was doing anything like sketchy. Like, I got it. And so me and Patrick continued to do those homework assignments together. I would just change the size and type of font. And I'm pretty sure she's just like, "You know what? I don't care. At least he's trying to hide it now.
At least he's doing something. Doing something."
Yeah, exactly. At least he's showing up to class. At least he showed him the class and turning in his work. It's community college. Who cares?
Yeah. As a teacher, there's some things like that I'm just like, you know what? I'm not going to fight this.
Not worth it.
I'm not going to fight it. It'll all come out in the wash. You either know how to do it and you'll be all right and you'll get through it, or it'll all come out in the wash. I had a student who cheated all year, and they did not do well at the end of the year. And mom's like, "What happened?" And I go, "I don't know. What happened? What happened? You know, on the standardized test." I don't know.
Oh.
First of all, if you cheat, you just create a better way to do things.
Sometimes. It can go that way.
Interesting perspective, Logan.
It can go that way. But, you know, it can go that way.
I don't have to fucking go to school anymore.
Listen, I have to. Monday through Friday, I have to go. And, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You were talking about you wanted to pick up a bus driving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That sounds happening? Like a nightmare.
So it can't happen this semester. I've already made a commitment to help a family tutor their kids on Mondays and Wednesdays after school, and so I can't add that on top of that. It wouldn't work out. But no, we were looking at, you know, family vacations, and so this last year we've sat through several timeshare presentations to get like discounted weeks and things like that, and that's fine. But even still, we're still dropping money, and we're still like boxed in, and we can still only do the thing. And it's not really where we want to be. And so I said, man, if I pick this up, and right now we're living comfortably on what I'm making now. If I pick this up and like half of this extra 20 hours a week went to like a vacation fund, we go wherever the heck we wanted to go for as long as we wanted to go and not worry about any of that. But yeah, so I might.
Was it a temporary teacher? Was it called a substitute teacher?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought I could get away with that, but no, I'd probably kill myself.
Like, so I don't think that. You listen, to be a teacher at any level, you have to have a lot of patience or the ability to ignore a lot of things. One of those two. One of those two. And so
don't have those.
Well, I ignore Logan all the time.
Yes.
So
you could be a teacher of Logan. Yeah, you could be a teacher of Logan. You could do that. Yeah.
I actually used to substitute Rocky, teaching. I don't know if you know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. The year, so back in my hometown, like, again, it was the year before I went to Navy, so I didn't even have a degree. So I got $15 less a day than the people with degrees.
Right.
So this was like 2003. So
yeah,
$15 was carried more weight. Anyways, yeah. I would I did kindergarten through 12th grade. Like, I mostly stuck around in the middle schools just because their schedules worked better because I was going to class at night. So those schedules were more conducive for trying to go to class at night. But it was cool. Like, I enjoyed it. It was I made some money. I could – and there are some classes where I actually needed to teach. There are other classes where, again, you're a sub and they just want you to throw on a movie.
Yeah.
And so I just bring in my homework and I do my homework while they were watching their movie. It was pretty great.
So,
So I had a friend that she posted, it was on Friday, where her daughter finished her homework, and the mother was like, "Hey, well, let me check that." And the daughter was like, "Why would you check that? You don't even know how to do this math." And she's like, "Hey," and she posted online, she's like, "Hey, she's right. I don't know what this is, but I don't want this dumb idiot telling me what to do. So can someone please help me figure out if her math is correct?"
Tell her to download Photomath. That's what a lot of my students last year would do to do their homework.
Photomath. Okay, yeah, okay. I'll text
her that. What is that?
It's an app that you take a picture of the problem and it solves it for you.
Well, then why
show your work?
Math.
Can you screenshot the app?
Listen, no, like, they didn't show their work, and I would mark off for it. But, like, so talking about subs, I learned that you really don't want subs to do a whole lot because you have no control over what they're going to be doing. They could, especially in a math class, they could easily teach it wrong. And I remember there was one time
you dick.
Yeah, so I had a sub.
Hey, Logan.
So,
thumbs up, cheeks out.
So I was in the class for the first, I think, 5 minutes of class. I had an observation I had to do for the bulk of class, and then I was back for the last 5 minutes of class. And the instructions were, I've handed the test out. I have given all the directions for the test. Make sure they don't cheat off each other. I will come back to collect the test. Those are the directions. I came back in, and he was working the problems out on the board because the kids didn't know how to do it, and he was doing it wrong, but they were all copying down the answers he was writing on the board. And I'm like, what are you doing? They didn't know how to do it. I was trying to help them.
Well, you're a sub, right? So, like, you don't know what...
Yeah. So I learned that I didn't give my subs anything. Nope, they're not doing anything. They can play on their computers. They can play cool math games the entire period because there is...
You get that sweet-ass... The TV
cart, roll it in. We're watching Lion King.
There's no way that TV carts.
We always love that, right?
No, TV carts no longer exist because we have all the technology we would need in the classroom, and so many of those movie companies like Disney and everything else crack down so hard on schools because they're not allowed to show it. They're not allowed to show those films because of usage rights and all kinds of other stuff. Yes. Yes.
That's insane.
Yes.
That's insane.
The one main movie, it was, what's that football movie, Titans?
Nope. Let him get it. You can do it.
No. Rocky, help
Don't
me.
Don't Google it. Don't Google it.
It was like remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans. There you go.
Okay. Yeah, so that was the one movie in Bandcamp that we could watch. It was like either that or some documentary of jazz music. And so we could watch those. Those are the two movies I watched. Remember the Titans probably 18 times.
Yeah, and the web blocking places, we can't, like, access Netflix or Amazon Prime Video and stuff like that. So even like when we have like Christmas parties and stuff like that, we have to bring in like physical media.
Wow, really? That's wild.
Wow. Oh.
Yep. But we can do it, and I did it. The last few days before Christmas, we watched like the old Grinch and the old Snoopy Christmas, and we watched Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, all the old ones. Because
yeah, but those are the wrong ones.
Those are the wrong ones. Those are the ones that I didn't think parents would complain about, and that was the name of the game.
Rudolph the Reindeer. Well, is,
you think that parents would?
Yeah,
Logan, stop
bowling.
You think the you think parents would complain about Elf or Home Alone?
I think you vastly underestimate the smallest of things that would cause parents to argue. That would cause parents to be upset. Yes.
Not really.
I had a parent. This is when I was youth pastor. I had a parent complain because we showed Percy Jackson, and she didn't want her children believing in Greek mythology.
Oh, I'm surprised you. Okay,
that does shock me.
I had a parent complain because we had Just Dance on the Switch in the youth room. I had parents.
Well, dancing leads to sex, and sex leads to premarital sex and babies
out
of wedlock.
Listen,
you were a Southern Baptist youth.
This is true. This is true.
As someone who grew up in the Southern Baptist Church,
this is true.
You're right. None of that surprises me.
No, but like parents will complain about just about anything. Just about anything. Yeah. So I like to steer clear of that, and let's go for something that is. We watched White Christmas. I know that may be a controversial movie, but White Christmas.
Whoa!
And we watched the original Miracle on 34th Street, and we watched It's a Wonderful Life, like those movies. We watched a bunch of those because, again, it's like they don't say it. There's no language. There's no risque clothing. I mean, in White Christmas, there is that cross-dressing scene where the two guys dress like the sisters. Sisters, sisters. But other than that.
By the way.
Sister, I got my own man. Gia and Tamara Mowry, baby.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
Go.
It's so good. So good.
I had the biggest crush on them.
Rocky.
And what was her brother's name?
The word. Taj.
That's right.
He was a smart guy.
Smart guy.
Smart guy was a great. Yeah. He was a smart guy.
I miss all those shows. The ones that, you know, that you, they were so bad. They were just awful. But you could watch them over and over and over again. Because, you know why? Because it was the one time there was programming for us on TV. The rest of the day, there was nothing on for us. And so when it came on, you just watched it. Saturday morning cartoons, didn't matter if they were garbage. You're going to watch it. Because in about an hour and a half, it's going to be some infomercial about some car, something or another, and you have to go outside. Those are the good old times right there.
Well, that CJ, you're thinking about when we had like one channel.
Yes.
And
yes.
So we were like, oh man, yeah, we could get Fox 13, and we would watch those shows. And then we're like, oh, and then now it's like we salute the flag kind of deal.
But even when salute your shorts, Camp Bonawana, we hold you in our hearts.
We hold you in our hearts.
Oh, yeah.
It makes me want to fart.
It's like hope will never part.
So
we were also talking about a couple days ago. I was sharing with you guys that Zeke's going to the middle school now, and so we had to have the talk. We have to have the talk.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that.
Because
I feel like I should go get your sister.
Oh, you can. Yeah, we got a little guest star in here.
I got it. Sorry, time out.
Because also, I've never heard this. I don't know how.
Listen, everyone needs to learn. Everyone needs to learn.
She goes, what talk? I said, the talk. She goes, oh, my God, yes.
Oh. All right. For the viewers, this is my sister Stephanie. This is my sister Stephanie. And she said, I got to hear this. Okay, so when Charlie went to middle school, Carrie had to talk with Charlie. And then Charlie couldn't look me in the eye for like 6 weeks. Like she didn't want to look at me. It was over. So Carrie goes, but when it's Zeke's turn and Asher's turn, you get to. I mean, okay, he's getting ready to go to the middle school. I don't want him to not feel like he can ask questions. You know, I don't want the first time he hears about some of these things to be from some kid who has no idea. Right. And so I told him, I said, we're going to have this talk, the general context of the talk. I said, but we'll go get lunch, just you and me, you know, whatever else. So he's like, okay, I'll put up with it. I'll deal with it. And so we get in the car, and I'm just like, let me start now on our way to lunch. Like, let's just, you know. And so I asked Carrie, I go, like, what did you tell Charlie? She goes, I kept it very clinical, you know, not a whole lot of whatever. And I'm like, okay, sounds good.
Well, she's a nurse.
Yes. So as we're driving, we're passing a chicken coop. And I go, oh, perfect. And so I told him, I said, hey, you know chickens, when we have those eggs, there's no chicks in there. Why is that? And he goes, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, it's because the rooster, the male chicken, has to put something on the egg to create a baby. I said, and so that's how humans are made too, is there is egg and there's stuff from the boy as well that's connected. And so I'm not going to go into all the details of the specifics, but I tried to keep it very clinical. And I shared it with him, and his face was this the whole time.
Fucking wrote it right now.
The whole time, his eyes are huge. He does not want to make eye contact. He is looking off to the side, and he's like, okay, all right. And so he's just silent. And I go, what you thinking? He goes, nothing. And
Absolutely nothing.
And so I get done, you know, sharing whatever, and I'm not trying to scar him. And I tell him, like, I want you to be able to ask me questions. If you want to ask questions, you can ask mom questions. Like, is that something that we, you know, don't
ask mom?
And I said, do you have any questions? And he looks at me, just snaps and looks at me, goes, should I have any questions? And I'm like,
wow.
And I'm like, I started laughing. I go, okay, all right.
Ask mom.
What questions should I be asking you,
what
Dad?
What questions should I ask? And so I'm like, I don't know.
Daddy, you don't know how babies are made.
And I told him, I said, listen, I said, I remember that Maga didn't have this conversation with me, and Sweet Bob didn't have this conversation with me. And so I had to, like, I would hear these jokes in school, and I had no idea what they were talking about, but I had to, like, laugh, like, I didn't know. And he goes, okay, what are those jokes? Tell me those jokes. Tell me those jokes. And I'm like, okay. Let me tell you some of these jokes that were told to me in middle school. I said one in particular. I said, he's seen in TV and stuff the idea of gay couples. And I go, okay,
I do.
I said, I'm talking about, you know, male and female. I'm talking about, you know, what we believe is God honoring a relationship. But there are those that don't do that. And this joke was about two men. And he goes, okay, that's a good question. How does that work? And I'm like, okay. I told him, I go, they put it in the butt. And he goes, that's gross. I go, I agree that it is.
Not for me, buddy.
So I told him, I said, my friend told this joke and said their farts sounded different. And I had no idea what he was talking about because it didn't make any sense to me. And he's like, oh, okay, all right. And so in this trip, we have had to change our route because it was right after the hurricane. And so there was roads that were closed, and so we're driving all these back roads. And he goes, all right, I don't have any more questions about that, but I do have some other questions. And I go, yes, please, Lord Jesus, anything to get us to this. And he goes, all right, cuss words, I want to know what they mean. What does the F word mean? What is...
He goes, all right, Dad.
All right, here we go.
The bail is coming down. It ends today.
And I was like, okay, that's perfect. That's perfect. So he's like, what is the F word mean? I go, what we've been talking about. Like, that is the context. And he goes, okay. He goes, all right. And so.
With you, that wonderful book with the little paper cutouts, how babies are made. You didn't get that little
I didn't get
lovely
that one.
Thing?
No.
So
no.
That was why, that's how I knew how babies are made.
Yes. First they say a flower, then they do chicken, then they show dogs. And then when they get to humans, there's like, because they're like, a little bit more graphic in their representation until you get to humans. And then it's just like under the covers kissing. And then, oh my gosh, wow, baby. And so it was, mom silently gave that to me and then sat across the living room and waited for questions. And I was probably like, Zeke, just like,
Yeah, we never got the talk.
You know, and maybe like, mom did, and I just repressed that memory. Maybe I repressed that memory, and one of these days, it's just going to be there. But no, I remember mom giving me.
If I was a betting man, which I am, I'm a degenerate gambler. Yeah, I would put money on your mom telling you, you just deliberately repressing that memory.
It could have been, or she could have said, Chuck, these are your boys. It is your job.
Valid. All we knew was Stephanie was clearly adopted.
Definitely adopted by wolves. She was raised by wolves, and we adopted her at three. There were no pictures of her as a baby. It was, yes. So, no, I remember my mom giving me two pieces of dating advice. One...
No fatties.
Don't date fat girls. That was the first one.
My mom said that to me. She was like, don't date anyone larger than you.
And I'm like, actually, three pieces of advice. I remember another one that was nicer. I remember that.
Okay.
Second piece of advice. And I actually, this is, I think, a great piece of advice. It was even, I can't remember if it was fat girls or ugly girls have pretty friends. I can't remember. It was one of those two. And it was I think it's great advice because it was her way of saying be nice to everybody. Even if you don't like them, they may have a pretty friend and they'll watch how you treat them. And I'm like, okay.
I do remember.
Hello, how? Mom was ahead of her time.
Let's say like middle school, and she's like, "Hey, stop picking on your sister's friends because maybe one day you're gonna want to date them." And then
she wasn't wrong.
Then I started hooking up with them, and she's like, "Stop hooking up with your sisters."
Yes, exactly.
The third piece of advice. Yep, sorry.
Like, who is an actual friend?
But maybe she should have probably figured that out beforehand. I'm sorry.
Third piece of advice was, "Hey, sex is better than cheesecake." She wasn't wrong there either. Definitely better than cheesecake.
Told her along the lines of, hey, you know, there might be a boy who you may not think is very cute right now, or you may think he's a little nerdy.
Oh, but you're talking about your husband right now?
Here's the thing. He's always cute. But here's the thing. They could be really rich and handsome later on, and they will remember who was mean to them. You treat based on, but no, dating's like hats where you might try one on and you walk by the mirror and you go, cowboy hat is not the look. And then you like take it off and then you try on your baseball cap and you're like, eh, maybe a little too comfortable. And then
I never got that reference because whatever.
What kind of hat is Rocky?
That's what I was just thinking because I don't think he's actually. I mean, if I had to count how many hats. Yeah. I think we're in triple digits, to be honest. And I don't know.
There you go.
That's it.
Now he's handsome. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. Yeah.
If you've never thought, like, man, he looks like his dad, he does now. That's it right there.
It's profile. It's very, you know, you got to be on your toes. Oh, and there's a couple of them.
I will say, remember when, it was years ago when you had your Barbie dolls and I had a G.I. Joe that was a redhead pilot.
Oh,
and you're like, I remember. Oh, yeah, this is my boyfriend.
He's movable.
And then look at this dickhead. Like, it just worked out.
I do remember you having your own Barbie doll and getting to play with Stephanie and her Barbies. I do remember that, Logan. Thank you for bringing that story up. Thank you.
That's not what I was going with.
Yet we've arrived.
Seem to recall that being the case.
Exactly what it sounded like.
It's an action figure, guys. It's an action figure. That's what it is. He may be on Barbie's Malibu boat and making drinks with the blender, but he's
not weird if he's got his beautiful on.
Hey, his job is beach. Okay.
His job is beach. His job is beach. Wiser words have never been said.
Have you guys even watched the Barbie movie?
No, I have not.
We'll be watching it, though, obviously.
Yes, yes. No, I've seen enough about it to know, like, oh, that was the general gist. Sweet. That's neat.
You're probably fine with skipping it. It was not bad, but it wasn't great.
All right, so I don't have anything else here. Do you guys have anything else you guys want to share?
The only other thing I could bring up was you're talking about, like, the first day of school was me with my gloves.
Your fingerless Michael Jackson leather gloves. You're like, speaking of hats, in your fedora.
No, I was like, yeah, here we go. This is where we're at. Yeah, you remember those?
I do remember those. I think I had a pair too, but I did not wear them to school. Like, you held that one down. You held that one down.
No, I thought I was, like, the coolest person in the world.
You were super confident. That was the deal. You were so confident, I was not. And so, yeah, you did a lot of things I was like, I would never do that. People were like, he's the greatest. He's the funniest.
Like, well, clearly my Wolverine claws are gonna... so we're good.
All right, so I've got a would-you-rather question for us to go out on. Would you rather see Oprah or Arnold Schwarzenegger as the next U.S. president? Oprah or Arnold Schwarzenegger as the next U.S. president?
Well, that's not complicated.
Yeah.
Well, right? Arnold can't be the president.
Oh, he's not a U.S. citizen.
It just says, he's would not, you rather... Don't get into the politics of it.
I don't live in this world. No, this isn't the politics of it. This is the constitutionality of it.
He's going to go into his mother to be born again on U.S. soil as an American. I am now.
You know what? Now you're making sense. Yes. In that case, Arnold Schwarzenegger all the way.
Yes. Yes.
That would be more hilarious. But yeah, constitutionally, he's not allowed.
So, you know, if Oprah is president, is it like, is it the same thing? You get a car, you get a car, you get a car? Like, is that what's happening too, you know?
Well, we have to pay taxes on all these cars.
I'm just saying. So you have that piece of it. Who's Oprah's running mate and who's Schwarzenegger's running mate? That seals the deal for you.
Let's say if Oprah was president and Schwarzenegger was VP.
That would be quite the pair. That sounds like definitely a movie that Schwarzenegger would have been in. Definitely he would have been in that movie. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Also, clearly there's predators.
Yes. So I'm thinking Schwarzenegger and Pratt. That's what I'm thinking. Chris Pratt. That right there. That ticket. Schwarzenegger and Chris Pratt.
Interesting. Interesting.
I know.
Well, if we're going that direction, then Oprah and The Rock.
That would be a fun one too. That would be a fun one too.
Oprah and The Rock for America.
Battle to the death. And that's how we decide. There's no longer voting. They're in the Thunderdome.
And then The Rock is VP.
Yes. Definitely. Okay. Definitely. I want Oprah bossing The Rock around. That's what I want happening. I want the Oprah making fun of him having nothing to do.
Secretary of Defense. So we're just going to throw that over there.
Yes. Oh, I like it. Well, fantastic. Well, I think that's going to do it for us for this week. And then we'll be back in a couple weeks with some more shenanigans. I'm sure I'll have some other student stories. Of course, names excluded. And we'll have that to share. So, yeah. How do we end this again? It's been so long.
That's what she said.